Coming up next from Public Radio WNCW, the Friday feature interview of the week. I'm Paul Foster. This week's interview is to spotlight the Foothills Conservancy, based in Morganton. My guest is Andrew Cota, the group's executive director. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with a brief explanation of who and what is the Foothills Conservancy.
Sure. Foothills Conservancy is a nonprofit land trust, and we work in 8 counties in western North Carolina. Our conservation work engages us in land transactions that result in permanent protection for land and water resources that benefit all people and all living things. We conserve open spaces, green spaces, natural landscapes, watersheds, rivers, streams, wildlife habitat, forests, farmlands, and state and national parks and forests and trails. And basically our purpose is to conserve these places, to protect the incredible biodiversity of this region, and so that people have clean drinking water, communities have access to natural spaces, parklands, and trails, and so our region's forests remain healthy and our farms can continue to produce agricultural products.
I understand the Conservancy promotes more than 60,000 acres. Those acres are protected. What are some of the newer areas that you guys have recently added to your list?
We just surpassed the 60,000 acres of permanent protection threshold or mark, taking us almost 25 years to get to that point. One of our recent projects that we've been working diligently on over the last year and a half is the protection of a 650-acre parcel of land in the Oak Hill community of Burke County, which is about 3 miles outside of the city of Morganton. We call the project the Oak Hill Community Park and Forest. Our vision and plan for this property is safe and easy place for all people to connect with nature in a preserve-like park setting. It's really a unique natural asset, and we plan to eventually construct trails for hiking and mountain biking, to develop some environmental and forestry interpretive programs for school kids, much like an educational forest, so that we can teach about the importance of protecting our natural resources. We hope to eventually host a community agriculture program on the property. There's some wonderful open agricultural lands with fertile soils. We have reason to believe that there might be some Native American archaeological resources on the property in conjunction with the Jawara Foundation and Warren Wilson College. We'd like to try to develop a public archaeology program on the property. In addition to that, we're heavily involved and partnered with the North Carolina State Parks in establishing a new state natural area just south of Marion in McDowell County called the Bob's Creek State Natural Area. After our upcoming third transaction for that property, that new state natural area will be 6,000 acres in size and eventually open for public use. Outside of Old Fort, also in McDowell County, we're right now in the process of constructing 3 miles of the Fauna Flora State Trail to connect the town of Old Fort to the existing Point Lookout Trail, then westward up to Ridgecrest and Black Mountain. Finally, we're also partnered with state parks and private conservationists to establish a corridor for the new Wilderness Gateway State Trail. That newly established trail will eventually connect Catawba County along the Jacob Fork and Henry Fork rivers westward through the South Mountains of Burke, McDowell, and Rutherford counties, connecting to the Blue Ridge Mountains near Lake Lore. So we're actively acquiring land in Catawba County that will soon be transferred to the state parks and eventually available for public trails and river boating access. We're working on a conservation corridor between the eastern edge of the South Mountain State Park toward the town of Valdez in Burke County.
This is the Friday feature on WNCW. I'm speaking with Andrew Cota, who is the executive director with the Foothills Conservancy, based in Morganton there in Burke County. How have things gone for the operations of the Foothill Conservancy during the pandemic?
Well, the work certainly hasn't slowed down, which is wonderful. We have a staff of 7 continuing to work. We have closed our doors to visitors and the public so we can limit the amount of people in and out of our office space. And most of our staff are working remotely, and they have been doing so since March. Fortunately, technology allows us to meet up virtually just about any time we need to, and we're doing that frequently. some of us that have been coming into the office were carefully following CDC recommendations and wearing masks, frequently washing hands, disinfecting surfaces, and certainly maintaining distance from each other. We'll just continue to encourage everyone to work remotely to the extent possible, and that's been going well.
This is the time of year. Here we are, summertime, and so many of us want to get outside and enjoy North Carolina and all of the beautiful things it has to offer. And so many of those locations that you guys have been protecting and will go on doing so, we want to get out there and hit some of those trails and take in some of the scenery. How could each of us support and help care for the mountains and streams that we care about and we use?
I think that one of the best ways that anyone can support the conservation of our natural spaces is by reaching out to our state and federal legislators in support of the programs that exist to fund land and water conservation projects. At the federal level, this includes the Land and Water Conservation Fund. At the state level, we have the Clean Water Management Trust Fund, the Parks and Recreation Trust Fund, and the Agricultural Development and Farmland Preservation Trust Funds. It's really important to express to our legislators, our elected officials, these things are important to people. And I think that this public health crisis has really given us a clear view that these things are important. Trails are important. Parks are important. At the local level, I would say it's important to communicate with our local officials and tell them that parks and trails are important to you and important to your community. People can consider making contributions or donations to local land trusts like Foothills Conservancy in support of our conservation of these outdoor spaces.
Andrew, our time is about up, but I did want to ask you about someone out there that would like to get in touch with you folks. They'd like to learn more about you. Maybe they'd like to volunteer and so on. How could they do that?
Absolutely, Paul. The best way for anyone to get in touch with Foothills Conservancy is through our website, which is www.foothillsconservancy.org. On that front page of our website, there's just sort of some basic information about us and some of our latest projects and our mission, a few great videos that people can watch. And then we do have volunteer forms online, and people can fill those out. Let us know they're out there and that they're interested in supporting our cause, and we'll get back in touch with them.
Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with you this morning and find out more about what's going on with the Foothills Conservancy. Andrew Cota, we really appreciate it today.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity. I love the show, and I love WNCW.
Thank you so much. You'll also find Friday Feature Interview of the Week podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.